how they actually are, not for how you want them to be. That's what she said when she realized she was being fed a lot of lies and bullshit. And it sucks when you first realize this, that things aren't what they seem. That someone you trusted could do such evil things. That someone you love would go behind your back and try to take you out just so they don't have to feel alone. It sucks when you realize you can't trust anyone but yourself, but yourself can't be trusted because you don't know yourself. Which means you don't know who your monster is, and that's scary because law of attraction is always in action, so what you're attracting now has a lot of momentum. And it takes time to change the momentum, get unstuck. The only way to change is to change who you are, which is hard. And as you do the work, things start to shift and you start to feel a bit different, a bit lighter. But that's when you start to see things for how they actually are. It's a big wake-up call at first. When you realize nice guys aren't who you think they are. When their niceness is just for show, and what he really wants is to make himself look better than what he is, because what he is insecure. So he just always wants to be that guy that helps the weak birds, but he doesn't want to see the birdie fly free. He doesn't want the bird to get well enough so that she doesn't need him anymore and he'll never actually help her find the door. He'll never open the window and say, "Here you go. Fly like you're meant to, and if you ever need help, don't hesitate to give me a call." No. Narcissistic people don't give in the ways that you think they do. When they give, they're actually taking from you. They keep you trapped in their prison of restrictions so you feel like you need them, and they feed you lies and they make you believe that they'll do whatever it takes to see you succeed so you don't need them eventually, but they never do. They never truly give unconditionally like they say they do. But that's okay. So long as you see things for what they actually are, not for what you want them to be, and you see them with love and you know in your heart you need to do to get back up, then you will. And you can make the best of it. You can mend your broken wings on your own, and you can get well, and you can feel the love, even if it's not what you want. And then when the time is right, you can fly away when they aren't looking, and let the universe take care of the rest. Let the universe make amends with the debts, and let love be the driving force in how you take your next step. And best believe, everything is always working out for the best. Trust that. And so it is.